Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
There are some rumors swirling about Don Cherry and his future with Hockey Night in Canada, specifically Coach's Corner. Obviously, when you think of Don Cherry, you think of Coach's Corner. There was this Toronto reporter, his name's Steve Simmons. You may have heard him a time or two in the news. Sometimes he just gets stories so wrong. Steve Simmons had this article about Don Cherry leaving Hockey Night in Canada this year. Apparently, the story was about him getting let go. Don Cherry went to Twitter and explained that no, that was not the case. And I don't know why, but I always read his tweets in his voice. Like, here's his tweet. I must say I'm hurt and disappointed my friend Steve Simmons would suggest that I'm out at Hockey Night in Canada. I was told a week after the playoffs I'd be back, Toronto. Yeah, my Don Cherry needs some work. But apparently, some people are saying that Steve Simmons was right. Some people are saying he was wrong. Don Cherry, he still thinks he's coming back. Fingers crossed Don Cherry is the one right in this situation, because no Don Cherry means no Coach's Corner. And no Coach's Corner means no more drunk Coach's Corner here on Cruise Mornings. And that's a world I don't want to live in.
You thought Eric Carlson had a haircut.
Man bun?
It's a nice
hat. Man bun. Figure that one out. And a man butt. Anyhow.
I also said your cannabis coat is a real highlight.
No, no.
Is that to celebrate the legalization?
No. Yeah.
It's funny, isn't it?
Yeah, you and your pothead friends will be.
Right. Did I ever tell you I had a grapefruit farm and it went to pot like the rest of them are now?
You have a grapefruit farm?
In Argentina. Didn't work. El Nino got me. Anyway, what were you saying?
I have no idea. What am I doing now?
Tough one for the Riders on Saturday. Obviously, never fun when Saskatchewan loses to Calgary. It's even worse when the Riders lose by 37-10. It's also worse when Calgary doesn't have their starting quarterback and the Riders still lose. And it makes it even worse when that backup quarterback's last name is Arbuckle. Just a rough one in general for the Riders. The only positive from that game was Gaynor no longer looks like he's on drugs with his green eyes. They changed him, in case you didn't see. He's got his classic black eyes back. He doesn't have those weird green ones. Now, everyone's pretty happy that the Riders listened to their fans and changed up Gaynor. But I will say this. With green-eyed Gaynor, the Riders were undefeated. They were 1-0. Then they changed Gaynor. And they lost 37-10. Coincidence? Probably, yeah. The best noises to fall asleep to. A lot of people are saying the waves at the lake. Sleeping at the lake in general is just relaxing, not a care in the world. We have a lot of those normal answers, you know, waves, rain. A lot of people are saying a fan. People love sleeping with a fan. We got a bunch of weird answers, though. Like, people love falling asleep to some pretty weird stuff. For example, Jeffrey, he likes falling asleep to his cat snoring. You do you, Jeffrey. You do you. Some people on our Facebook page, specifically Jeff, he said that he loves falling asleep to his girlfriend snoring. Not the same Jeff, but both Jeffs. They love falling asleep to snoring. And it's something about a girl snoring. It's like a cute snore, like the... I don't know if your girlfriend snores like that, but if they do, it's just so cute. You don't want to wake them up because it's just so adorable. Diane on the text, 306-938-0963, said Keanu Reeves movies because then she dreams about Keanu Reeves. Well played, well played. We got two other weird answers. Caitlin said, there's a podcast called Sleep With Me, and it's just a guy who talks in a low monotone voice about random stuff for an hour. That would creep me out. That would give me nightmares before I fall asleep. Just a guy like, all right, did you know how marble cheese was made? No, I'll tell you. No, I'm good. I don't want to fall asleep to that. Ruben had the best answer. Ruben falls asleep to Bob Ross YouTube videos. Can you imagine falling asleep to this?
Now, the blue is many, many times stronger than this little pink area. It'll just eat it up. So be careful. Be careful. All go away. If you want to make the indication of a happy little cloud, all you do is just sort of tap. A little stringy cloud just lives right there in the brush. And that easy.
Ruben, I'm stealing that. A lot of people said they love falling asleep to their cat snoring. Jeffrey said that. Craig said that. Dawn said that. Brittany, she even came up with a fun little thing for it. So Brittany loves falling asleep to her cat snoring because she said it's like a snore mixed with a purr. It's like a snur. That's what she called it, a snur. I don't want to burst your bubble here, Brittany, but the term snur already exists. That's what beer league hockey players call Pilsner. They shorten it up because hockey players shorten everything up. That's what they call Pilsner. Seriously, beer league hockey players would be like, oh, hey, Craig, is there any snur left in the cooler? Yeah, sauce me a snur, bud. By the way, sauce means pass because a saucer pass is something you do in hockey. Hockey players have, like, their own language. Usually, though, if the Riders have a really bad game like they did on Saturday, especially against a rival like Calgary, the post-game show is filled with people overreacting. Fire the coach. Cut everybody. Bring back Kent Austin as a coach and a quarterback. He can do both. But yesterday, it was different on the post-game show. A lot of Rider fans are kind of having a sense of humor with the Rider struggles.
41 of the 42 guys on our roster tonight farted because we stunk the joint out.
I don't think we need a post-game show tonight. I think we need a post-mortem. We were the walking dead out there tonight.
About 3 or 4 months ago, we asked this question on Cruise Mornings. If your significant other cooks something that is not the best, it doesn't taste that good, do you be honest with them and tell them about it? Or do you just suck it up and eat it because they were nice enough to cook for you? I went with the suck it up option over the weekend. My fiance made buffalo chicken dip. And she's made this dish a bunch before. It's one of her go-tos. And I love it. It's delicious. I mean, buffalo chicken dip? Oh, yeah. It's mouthwatering. But she messed up the recipe a bit. Instead of using the 1/4 measuring cup, she used the 3/4 measuring cup when it came to the sriracha sauce. And, yeah, that makes a difference. That's a lot more sriracha, and sriracha, quite spicy, and I'm one of those guys who likes spice, but not too much. So after the first couple of chips, I'm like, something's up here, something's wrong. And then by the third chip, I figured it out, and I'm like, this is way too hot. My tongue starts on fire, I start sweating, my face goes red, I get immediate heartburn, I can already feel my guts just turning and shifting, I'm like, oh no. But she picked up all this buffalo chicken dip stuff on her way home to surprise me. And I didn't want to be like, oh, this is horrible. Thanks for the surprise, Brinley. I didn't want to do that because that's just mean. So I took one for the team and I just kept eating. And it was so spicy. And it's hard to lie about food not being spicy when you're red in the face and sweating. Like, Brinley was like, is it a little too hot for you? Like, is it a little hot? It tastes a little different. I'm like, no, not at all. Do we have any milk, by the way, on a random note here? Clayton, are you okay? You're sweating. Yeah, no, it's really warm in here. But you're wearing shorts, a t-shirt, and the air conditioning's on. Yeah, oh, that's super weird. I'm just going to go to the bathroom for 20 minutes. Be right back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.